Holy Trinity. Not an it, it's a he. The Holy Spirit points to Jesus. John the Baptist immediately points to Jesus too. This is the one on whom I saw the Spirit coming down and remaining. And there's a knock-on effect. The next day, John was standing with two of his disciples. He looked at Jesus again and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples hear what John says, thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit identifying Jesus, and they go and tell their family and their friends. The effect of the Holy Spirit, when he's allowed to work in our lives, is that it spreads. The knowledge that this is Jesus, God's Son, the promised Messiah, goes from one to another. The Holy Spirit never draws attention to himself, but he does enable us to draw attention to Jesus. Remember when Jesus was about to leave this earth for the end of his earthly ministry after he'd been crucified and raised from the dead? He promised the disciples standing around him, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. You'll testify to me." That word was used in the NIV version that Judy read earlier about John's testimony to Jesus. Actually used the word testify, testimony. "You will be my witnesses. You will bear testimony to me in this place and to the uttermost parts of the world," says Jesus. So the purpose of the Holy Spirit is primarily to reveal Jesus to the world. There's something else that the Holy Spirit does, and that's listening to the contrast